The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies they proclaim all the works of His hands. Day after day they pour forth their speech. Night after night they display His knowledge.
Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is love, the divine law of life. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, and also Miscellaneous Writings. She is the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Psalms. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard, and their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Galatians. For ye are all the children of God, by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Stand therefore fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And Science and Health by Mary Baker Eddy. The prayer that reforms the sinner and heals the sick is an absolute faith that all things are possible to God, a spiritual understanding of Him, an unselfed love. Regardless of what another may say or think on this subject, I speak from experience. Prayer, watching, and working, combined with self-immolation, are God's gracious means for accomplishing whatever has been successfully done for the Christianization and health of mankind. And miscellaneous writings. Precept upon precept. Thy will be done. This is the law of truth to error. Thou shalt surely die. This law is a divine energy. Mortals cannot prevent the fulfillment of this law. It covers all sin and its effects. God is all. And by virtue of this nature and allness, He is cognizant only of good. Like a legislative bill that governs millions of mortals, whom the legislators know not, the universal law of God has no knowledge of evil and enters unconsciously the human heart and governs it. Mortals have only to submit to the law of God, come into sympathy with it, and to let His will be done. This unbroken motion of the law of divine love gives to the weary and heavy laden rest. But who is willing to do His will or to let it be done? Mortals obey their own wills, and so disobey the divine order. All states and stages of human error are met and mastered by divine truth's negativing error in the way of God's appointing. The principle of divine science, being love, the divine rule of this principle demonstrates love and proves that human belief fulfills the law of belief and dies of its own physics. Metaphysics also demonstrates this principle of cure when sin is self-destroyed. Short-sighted physics admits the so-called pains of matter that destroy its more dangerous pleasures. To this scientific logic and the logic of events, egotism and false charity say, "Not so, Lord. It is wise to cover iniquity and punish it not. Then shall mortals have peace." Divine love, as unconscious as incapable of error, pursues the evil that hides itself, strips off its disguises, and behold the result. Evil, uncovered, is self-destroyed. Christian Science never healed a patient without proving with mathematical certainty that error, when found out, is two-thirds destroyed, and the remaining third kills itself. Do men whine over a nest of serpents and post around it placards warning people not to stir up these reptiles because they have stings? Christ said, "They shall take up serpents, and be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." The wisdom of a serpent is to hide itself. The wisdom of God, as revealed in Christian Science, brings the serpent out of its hole, handles it, and takes away its sting. Charity has the courage of conviction. It may suffer long, but has neither the cowardice nor the foolhardiness to cover iniquity. Charity is love, and love opens the eyes of the blind, rebukes error, and casts it out. Love your enemies, or you will not lose them. And if you love them, you will help to reform them. Christ points the way of salvation. His mode is not cowardly, uncharitable, nor unwise, but it teaches mortals to handle serpents and cast out evil. Our Master said, "Ye shall drink indeed of my cup." Jesus stormed sin in its citadels and kept peace with God. He drank this cup, giving thanks. And he said to his followers, "Drink ye all of it. Drink it all, and let all drink of it." He lived the spirit of his prayer, "Thy kingdom come." Shall we repeat our Lord's prayer when the heart denies it, refuse to bear the cross, and to fulfill the conditions of our petition? Jesus did his work and left his glorious career for our example. On the shore of Gennesaret, he tersely reminded his students of their worldly policy. They had suffered and seen their error. This experience caused them to remember the reiterated warning of their master and cast their nets on the right side. When they were fit to be blessed, they received the blessing. The ultimatum of their human sense of ways and means ought to silence ours. One step away from the direct line of divine science cost them what? A speedy return under the reign of difficulties, darkness, and unrequited toil. The currents of human nature rush in against the right course. Health, holiness, and life flow not into one of their channels. The law of love saith, "Not my will, but thine be done." And Christian Science proves that human will is lost in the divine. All that I have written, taught, or lived that is good flowed through cross-bearing, self-forgetfulness, and my faith in the right. May my friends and my enemies so profit by these waymarks that what has chastened and illumined another's way may perfect their own lives by gentle benedictions. In every age, The pioneer reformer must pass through a baptism of fire, but the faithful adherents of truth have gone on rejoicing. Christian Science gives a fearless wing and a firm foundation. These are its inspiring tones from the lips of our Master. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Loyal Christian Scientists, be of good cheer. The night is far spent. The day dawns. God's universal kingdom will appear. Love will reign in every heart, and His will be done on earth as in heaven. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now we'll begin the meditation and prayer portion of the meeting by listening to In This Very Room.
Quite enough love for all of us, and in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope and quite enough power for pain. To bloom, our spirit, is all that's in this room.
Let's now all pray together in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. And this will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. And together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For thine